The elevator doesn't stop on 5, but the thought of that happening no longer makes him nervous. He has ridden down to the lobby many times with people who work on the same floor as Bill Shearman, including the scrawny drink of water from Consolidated Insurance, and they don't recognize him. They should. He knows they should, but they don't. He used to think it was the change of clothes and the makeup. Then he decided it was the hair. But in his heart, he knows that none of those things can account for it. Not even their numb-hearted insensitivity to the world they live in can account for it. What he's doing just isn't that radical. Fatigue pants, billy hop boots, and a little brown makeup don't make a disguise. No way do they make a disguise. He doesn't know exactly how to explain it, and so mostly leaves it alone. He learned this technique, as he learned so many others, in Vietnam. The young black man is still standing outside the lobby door. He's flipped up the hood of his grungy old sweatshirt now, and he shakes his crumpled styrofoam cup at Willie. He sees that the dude carrying the Mr. Repairman case in one hand is smiling, and so his own smile widens. "Spare a little?" he asks Mr. Repairman. "What do you say, my man?" "Get the fuck out of my way, you lazy dickhead. That's what I say," Willie tells him, still smiling. The young man falls back a step, looking at Willie with wide, shocked eyes. Before he can think of anything to say, Mr. Repairman is halfway down the block and almost lost in the throngs of shoppers, his big blocky case swinging from one gloved hand.